Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are going to be learning today a little bit about the krisus of Gerushin. And the shir should be Lerefuas Eliyahu ben Chamariva and Toby Yehudis bas Tamagasya and Eitan Meir ben Rivka Ora v'soch she'ar chole Yisrael. In the Gemara Bav Metzian of Zayin Amud Aleph, it says that when two people are holding on to a talis, each person takes out Makam Shiyodo Magas until their hand reaches. From this, the Gemara learns, Amr of Misharshia, Shmami No, Hai Sudra. This Sudr, you have a Sudr, and with this Sudr, you make a Kenyan Khalifin. That one of the Makne will be Toface. This Sudr, and then in exchange for him grabbing this Sudr, he will be Makne, an item to the Kone. So, Hai Sudra. So, this Sudr, Kevin the Tufis Bay, once the Makne is holding 3 by 3, Shalosh Shalosh, 3 fingers by 3 fingers, Karinan Bay, we can call it Vinosan Lireyehu. This is a Pasuk in Megillas Rus. Vinos Shalaf Ishnalo Vinosan Lireyehu. So you have to, in order to execute this kinyan, what you need to do is, you need to give something to your friend. What's giving? So giving is that the makne is holding 3 by 3 etzbos, and that's called v'nos and l'reo, and it's the command of pasuk dami. Since part of the sudda that he's holding in his hand is considered as if it's cut off from the rest of the beged, the kani, and the makne is kone. So once he's kone, we say it's called v'nosan l're'ehu, and through this, through the makne, grabbing on to 3 by 3 etzbos of this handkerchief, the mekach is acquired by the kone. And this we learn from our Mishnah. Just like shnayim ochos and betalis, we say what each person is holding, it's like only he is holding it, and the other person isn't muchzik at all. Because kol echad yotel ad makom shiyado magas, whatever, they're actually, the rest they split. But what each one is actually holding is his. So what you're holding is as if it's cut off from the rest of the garment. So too, we say that when somebody wants to make a Kenyan Sudr, all he has to do is take 3 by 3 etzbos worth and grab it, and that's called v'nasan l're'ehu, and then he makes a kinyan, and he lifts up these 3 by 3, and he makes a kinyan on it, and that's called v'nasan l're'ehu, that he gave it to him. That the kone gives it to the makne, and then the makne acquires this handkerchief, and then in exchange, the kone is kone, whatever the kone wants to be kone. So that is the kinyan sudr. So that's the Gemara. Now the Gemara asks, and mumayshna mid Rav Chisda, dam Rav Chisda get biyado, mishicha biyado. How is this any different from what Rav Chisda says? Rav Chisda says that if a man gave his wife a get that's connected to a string, and he's holding the end of the string in his hand, the din is, im yachol anatko lavio etzlo, ena magureshes. If the string is so strong that the husband can pull the get out of his wife's hand and bring it to himself by pulling the string, ena magureshes, she's not divorced. V'im lav, and if the chut, if the string is weak and he cannot pull it back to himself, magureshes, she is divorced. So if he can pull it back to himself, she's not divorced. If she can put, if he cannot, if he can pull it back to himself, she's not divorced. If he cannot pull it back to himself, she is divorced. So the Gemara's understanding that Rav Chisda's reason is because by Gerushin it says Nesina, and it's not Nesina if the husband can pull the get back to himself with this string. And so what's happening here is that the woman can not, it cannot be considered as if he gave the woman the get, if he can pull the get back to himself with this string. That's not considered proper nesina. So we see that if the nosein is still holding on, if the giver is still holding on to part of the chayfetz, that's not considered a proper nesina. So what's the Gemara's kashas? The Gemara's kashas, wait a second. We just learned a minute ago that it's called v'nasa on the re'eyu, it's called giving, even if the other party is still holding on to it. As long as the makne, who has to be kona, this Reuven is being makne chayfetz to Shimon. And in order to do that, he takes Shimon's handkerchief and he makes a kinyan. All he has to do is hold on to 3x3 etzbos. Even if Shimon is still holding on to it, as long as Reuven has 3x3 etzbos, we see what Reuven is holding on to is being cut off, and therefore that's a proper kinyan on this sudar, or at least on part of the sudar. And if that's the case, then the transaction has been properly executed, even though Shimon, the other fella, is still holding on to the handkerchief, it's still called a proper nesina, because Reuven has 3x3 etzbos in his hands. So why is this any different than Rav Chisda? Rav Chisda says that if the husband can pull it back to himself, it's not considered a proper nesina. So you see that if somebody can pull it back to himself, if the person is still holding on to it, it's not considered as if he gave it. If Reuven gives his wife a get, and Reuven can pull the get back to himself, that's not considered a proper giving. So why then, when Reuven holds on to the sudur that Shimon gave him, and if Shimon is still holding on to it, why is that considered a kinyan for Reuven? Why was Reuven kona the sudur if Shimon is still holding on to it? If we see in the get case that if the husband can still pull it back to himself with the string, it's not considered as if he gave it to his wife. So it's a stira. In the sudur case, pulling it back to yourself, the fact that Shimon can pull it back to himself doesn't bother us. Reuven can still make a kinyan. And in the get case, the fact that the husband can pull it back to himself nullifies the kinyan. So what? How do you reconcile between the two cases? Answers the Gemara. Hasam krisis b'inan v'leka, hachanasina b'inan v'ha'ika. There, in the get case, we need krisis. There has to be a separation between the man and the wife through the get, because it says in the Torah, Sefer, krisis, cut off. V'leka, there's no krisis because the husband is still connected to the get, because he can pull it back to himself with his string. But hachanasina b'inan v'ha'ika, here by chalipin, we need only nesina, and there is a proper nesina. In other words, when it says v'nasan, what suffices for v'nasan? Just the fact that the makne is holding on to part of the sudur, even if the kone is also holding on to it. But as long as the makne has to be kone the sudur, in order to be makne an object to the kone, so the makne has to be kone the sudur, even if the kone is still holding on to it, as long as the makne is holding on to it, that's considered a proper nesina by the kone. He gave it to him because as long as the makne is holding on to it, that's giving. Mashen came. In the case of the get, in addition to the din of v'nasan v'yada, that you need a proper nesina, you're right, it's a proper nesina if the husband gives his wife the get and he can pull it back to himself with a string. But the problem is that you also need krisus. And since you need krisus, krisus means they're completely cut off. And it's not considered that they're completely cut off if the husband is, the get is supposed to completely cut them off. And if the husband is still holding on to a string and he can pull the get back to himself, that means that they're not completely cut off. The husband is still attached to the wife because the get that she's holding is still also in his hands. So this get that he can pull back to himself doesn't cut them off, because the string, so to speak, connects them. The fact that he can use this string to pull it back to himself. So since they're still connected by the string, because by pulling it back to himself, it obviously symbolized that they are still married. So since they're connected by the string, the halacha is that if he could pull it back to himself by the power of the string, it is not considered a proper get. And they're not divorced. Masha Enkein, if you're making a regular kin chalifin, just the fact that Reuven, the makne, is holding on to 3x3 etzbos of the sudur of the handkerchief, that's enough. So that is the Gemara. Now, Tosfos in Dibur HaMaschil Im writes, V'nira, the im haise yada psucha b'shas, shenasan get liyada. If the woman's hand was open when he gave the get into her hand, v'nishara hamashicha b'yado, and the rope was still in the husband's hand, v'kaftsa yada b'chozek, and she then closed her hand very strongly. She'im emoshech hamashicha lo yuchal lahavio etzlo. That if the husband pulls the rope, he could not bring the get back to him. She'ena meguresesh. She's still not divorced. Why? She'arei kishenasan biyada. When he put it into her hand, kodem shekaftsi yada, before she closed it, haya yachol lahavio etzlo. She could have brought it, he could have brought it back to himself. Vakfitza lo asahu elahi. And she did the closing, not him. Vavakitli gitech ma'agave akarka deina megureshes. And that's like when a man puts a get on the floor and he says to his wife, take it, she's not divorced. The lo karin be v'nasan biyada, that's not called v'nasan biyada. In other words, tosas here are being mechadesh. That, nira, that it would seem, tosas, I'm telling you a chiddush, that if her hand is open when he puts the get in, and then he puts the get in her hand and he still has the rope and he can pull the rope to himself, and then 10 seconds later she closes her hand very strongly and he can no longer pull the get back to himself, she's still not divorced, because b'shas hanesina, before she closed her hand, he could have brought it back to himself. So b'shas hanesina wasn't a proper nesina, and it's only afterwards she closed her hand, he didn't close it, so she did a ma'aseh of lekicha, but he never did a nesina. He never did a proper nesina that completely cut the two of them off. When he did the nesina, she was still partially holding on. She wasn't. When he did the nesina, she wasn't properly holding on to the get, because he could have pulled it back to himself. And the fact that afterwards she closes her hand strongly doesn't change matters. So therefore, it also says it would appear that they are not divorced. The fact that she closed it afterwards is like a man puts a get on the floor and he says, okay, take it. So that's not v'nasan biyada. Here also, it's not v'nasan biyada. Because when there was actually nesina, it wasn't a proper nesina, because he could have pulled it back. And only afterwards she closed her hand, which doesn't change matters. So we have to understand why Tosfos is nirah, it would seem. I'm telling you a chiddush. What's the big chiddush of Tosfos? It seems like it's a pasha din. Before she closed her hand, he could have brought it back to himself, and it's not considered krisus. And now that she closes her hand, and he can no longer bring it back to himself, he didn't do anything, she did it. So what's the svara that it should be a good get, that Tosfos has to be mechadesh? It would seem that it's not a good get. It's pashut that such a get isn't a good get. So what's the nira? That's what we have to understand. What's the great chiddush of Tosfos? To us it would seem simple. So Hagon Rav Label Shapiro Shlita says the following explanation. The Havamina is that the din nesina of a get and the din krisus of a get are two separate issues. In other words, in a get, there's a din of nesina, like it says in the Pasuk, the kasav la sefer krisus v'nasan biyada. That's one din. There's a separate din in get, sefer krisus, krisus be'inan, that it has to cut them off. So the Havamina is that these two dinim, the din of krisus and the din of nesina, are two separate dinim. And the din that tli gitech me'al gabei akarka, if a man puts a get on the floor and says to his wife, pick it up, in such a case she's not divorced, that's not a din in the krisus. That's a din in the nesina. But that's not a proper nesina. Because when he puts it on the floor and then she takes it, he didn't give it to her. And the chisara, in the case where he's still holding on to the rope and he can pull it back, that's a chisara in the din of krisus and not in the din of nesina. Therefore, when he gave her a get, when her hand was open and the rope was still in his hand, see, he was mekayim the din of nesan biyada. Like the Gemara says, hacha nesinan be'inan v'ha'ika. With respect to a Kenyan Siddur, it says that's a proper nesina. Even if both sides are still holding on to the Siddur, it's still considered a proper nesina. So the Havamin of Tosis is that when he gives her a get and her hand is open, and he's holding on to the string, so it's a proper nesina, even if he can pull it back to himself. So what's the problem? The problem is the krisus. We have a chisaron in the din krisus. Because he can pull it back to himself. So they're still connected, they're not cut off. Now afterwards, when she closes her hand, and if he pulls the rope, if he pulls the string, he's not going to be able to bring the get back to himself, then what happens? The inyan of krisus is now accomplished. Now they're completely cut off. And we don't care about the fact that it's like tli gitech me'al gabei akarka. Because it's not a chisaron in the krisus, it's a chisaron in the nesina. And the nesina was already done properly. So that's apparently the way Tosfos, that's the havamin of Tosfos. It doesn't bother us that it's tli gitech me'al gabei akarka. Because tli gitech me'al gabei akarka is only a chisaron in the nesina. Here there was a proper nesina. He gave it to her, her hand is open, and now he did the nesina. Even though he can pull it back to himself, he did a proper nesina. There's only a problem now in the fact that it's not krisus, because he can pull it back to himself. So they're not completely cut off. But a nesina there was. And now that she closes her hand, now you've accomplished the krisus also. So now we're holding, we have two. We have both goals are accomplished. You have the nesina, which is done when her hand is open, and now when she closes it, it's krisus. And we don't care about the fact that it's like tli gitech me'al gabei akarka, because here there was a proper nesina. Tli gitech me'al gabei akarka is only a problem with nesina, that he never gave it to her. But here he did give it to her. But just after he gave it to her, it's there's a chisaron in the krisus. But tli gitech me'al gabei akarka isn't a krisus problem. Tli gitech me'al gabei akarka is only a nesina problem. And here he did the nesina. So he accomplished the nesina, and now we have a krisus problem because he still has the rope, he can pull it back to himself. And now by tightening her hand, tightening her hold on the get, she did the krisus and they're divorced. However, that's nahavami. But the fia emes, Tosfos is holding that they're not two separate dinim. The nesina itself has to be a krisus dik nesina. Like it says in the pasuk, "V'kasav la sefer krisus v'nasan biyada." So he has to give her a sefer krisus. So if the nesina was when he gave her the get at the beginning, when her hand was open, so there's a chisaron in the krisus, because now they're still connected by the rope. If the nesina was afterwards, when she closed her hand. So you're right, it's krisus, but we have no nesina. And therefore, she's not migureshes. So let us just summarize what we learned until now. We have this get case, where we said that if her hand is open, and he gives her the get, and he's holding onto a string and he can pull it back, and then she closes it afterwards, they're not divorced. And we said that that's pashut. Of course, it's like tli gitech me'al gabei akarka. There was never a proper nesina. Because when he gave it to her, he could have still pulled it back to himself. And it's only afterwards she took it for herself. But that's tli gitech me'al gabei akarka. It was only a proper taking after he gave it to her. So there was never a proper nesina. Because when he actually did the nesina, he could have still pulled it back to himself. So what's the chiddush that such a get isn't a good get? And the answer is, the chiddush is that there are two dinim at work here. There's the nesina, and then there's the din of krisus. And Tosfos thought, and the havamina possibly, and that's what Tosfos is coming to negate, that there is a good nesina here, because he put it into her hand. And just like we see earlier in the Gemara, that when you give a sudr, nesina b'inan va'ika, even if both people are holding on to the sudr, it's a proper nesina. So too, even though the husband can pull the get back to himself, it's a proper nesina. The only thing is, we have a chisaron in the krisus. How do you take care of the chisaron in the krisus problem? Now she closes her hand, so it should be a good get. So therefore, kamash malan, Kosa says, no. It would seem that you can't say that, because the krisus and the nesina are telling each other. Because of, let's say, for krisus v'nasan biyad, it has to be a krisus tik and nesina, which means that when he gives it to her, it has to be a giving that completely cuts the two of them off. And therefore, in this case, the giving doesn't cut the two of them off. Because if the giving is at the beginning when he put it into her hand, that didn't cut them off because he can pull it back with the string. And if you say that the giving is afterwards, when she closes her hand, so that isn't a proper giving. You're right, there's creases because she closed her hand, and that gives them closure, he can't pull it back, but he never did a proper nesina. So now, sweetest friends, Rabbi Shapiro Shlita takes this a step further, and he says that this Havamina is also a possible pshat in a sugin Maseches Kedushin and of Hey Amar Aleph. There's a Havamina that you can divorce a woman with Kesef, because there's a Hekesh of Yitziyah Tahavoya. So Gemara says that Mahavoya v'Kesef, Af Yitziyah v'Kesef, just like you can marry a woman with Kesef, you can also divorce a woman with Kesef. And the Gemara's conclusion is, no, Sigaiknish, doesn't work. Amar Abaye, Yomru Kesef, Machni is Kesef Motzi. It can't be that the Sanegor is going to Yase Kategor. It can't be what brings two people together is going to separate two people. The Kesef marries you and Kesef divorces you. Can't be. So Rava says that's one teretz. So therefore Kesef is only machnis, it only marries. It can only bring two people together, it marries, but it doesn't divorce. Rava says, no, different teretz. Amar Krav, a Kesef law, b'ksiva misgareshes, v'ena misgareshes b'kesef. It says he has to write to her a get. He writes the get, but he can't but he divorces her with writing, and he doesn't divorce her with money. And then the Gemara goes on, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Amar Kor Sefer Krisus, Sefer Korsa, Ve'en Davar Acher Korsa. Only a Sefer can divorce her, but not something else. So, in the end, we all know that a woman can't be divorced with Kesef. So, Ad Kana Sigi B'Kiddushin Daf Heomer Aleph. So, L'chora, what's the Havamina that you could be Megarish with Kesef? The whole Inyan of Gerushin is Krisus. So, why would you possibly entertain the notion that you can divorce a woman by giving her a present, by giving her a matana? Gerushin is krisus. You're separating yourself from this woman. So what's the havamina that you can divorce her by giving her a present? That's not krisus. It's a matana. So why would you think you could divorce her with money? So bishlam of the havamina of the Gemara was that she should give him money, so we can understand. Since he was Mekadesh here by giving her Kesef, so now she gives the Kesef back. And that's like breaks the Kesher. You know, a couple, Rahman al-Itzlan, they get engaged, he gives her a beautiful diamond ring, and then afterwards, you know, when she finds out that all the stories they said about him weren't true, or all the stories that they didn't say about him were true, yes? So, she gives him back the ring. So that breaks the Kesher. So you could have a Havamina that, just like when he married her with money. Now he divorces her. He divorces her by she giving him money. That's a Havamina. But that's not the Havamina of the Gemara. What is the Havamina of the Gemara? As Tosfos explains, that he gives her money. So since the Havamina is that he gives her money, we have to understand, why would you think that a man can divorce a woman by giving her a present? So you're right. In the end, that's Abaye's teretz. Abaye says, Kesef machnis, Kesef motzi, Sanegor, Yase kategor. Kesef marries and Kesef divorces. What brings you together is going to separate you. How can that be? How can it be that what creates the Kedushin is also going to be a Gerushin? It's very nice that's the teretz. But what's the Havamina of the Gemara? What's the Havamina that Kesef can be motzi? Moreover, in Tosis there, in Dibra Maschil Ma, they also have a Havamina, we can say this about Bia, that a man could it just sounds so absurd, a man could divorce a woman with Bia. Because we can say, just like the Havaya was with Bia, the Yitzhiya is also with Bia. You marry a woman with Bia, divorce a woman with Bia. The reason we don't say this is because, as Tosis writes, Shele Hisrachik Mimenu Hu Megarsha. He's divorcing her to separate from her, to distance himself from her, so Bia won't work. V'od Mishum Shematza Bayar Bazdava Ragi Lagarsha Vazi Eshlo Lifrosh. And furthermore, Why is he divorcing her? Because she was unfaithful. Matzah ba'erban zdovar. So obviously they're usher to each other. So what? He can't have beer with her. It's very nice. But what's the havamin of Tosfos? That you can be megaresh a woman with beer. The whole union of gerushin is krisus. So you're right. That's the teretz of Tosfos. Lehisrachek mimenu megarsha. But we have to understand the havamina. Not only that, but they gave another teretz. Tosfos had to come on to another teretz. You know why he can't divorce her with Bia? Because he found an Erva's Dover. And therefore he has to be Polish. Meaning really, Bats and both an Ekroni, in principle, he could divorce her with Bia. But here, the Maisa, since it's, they're usher to each other, so he can't have Bia. The Yesh Sibat Technit. Yesh Sibat Stadit, that he can't divorce her with Bia. But really, in principle, he could divorce her with Bia. So I'm saying the whole thing sounds comical. And I don't want to say I'm a funny guy, because, you know, who am I to decide whether I'm funny or not? But I did have dreams of being a comedian. And I can use this in one of my skits. That you could divorce a woman by having Bia. Oh, he has Bia, and they mamish. It's love, it's closeness, it's intimacy, it's beautiful. And this creates a Jewish divorce. So obviously, I'm not chas v'shalom being mezalzel, I'm just trying to perk your ears up a little bit, to try to understand this wacky havamina, which obviously has a great havana to it. Tosfos are our heroes. You know, we live and breathe, we try to live and breathe Tosfos. But medar frashtein, what's Tosfos havamina, that you can divorce a woman through the mechanics, through the means of Bia. Now, in fact, numerous terutzim have been offered to this kasha. However, as a sniff, as an added teretz, we can add that the havamin of the Gemara is that the nesina of gerushin and that the krisis of gerushin are two separate dinim. In other words, it doesn't have to be a nesina of krisis. All it has to be is a nesina. And the Torah was mechadesh, that through this nesina, this will cause, as a second stage, that there will be krisis. And therefore we can say that there's a havamina, that in order to divorce her, he has to give her money, or even give her bia, which is the opposite of krisis. Why? Because there are two dinim here. There's nesina, and then there's krisis. So the nesina is an inyan bifnei atzma. So if the nesina and krisis are one thing, obviously, the nesina, you can't give her bia and give her money, and that's going to separate between the two of you, if it has to be a krisis stick and nesina. But if there are two separate elements, there's nesina, A, and then stage B is krisis. So it could be that you do an asina, and that's going to cause, as a second stage, there's going to be krisis. And on that, Tosfos says, no, don't have such a havamina, because the nesina has to be a krisis digan asina. Now, it's pashut that this teretz is a little bit shvach. It can't fully explain the havamin of Tosfos, because at the end of the day, even as two stages, how can the first stage of gerushin be an asina of money or an asina of bia? However, as a sniff, as an added cherry on top to all the other terutzim, you put them all together and then you add this one, so we can say also that since there are two stages, so maybe first you have an asina, it doesn't have to be a krisis tikkun asina, any type of nesina. And that nesina is going to be gorem as a state at stage two, that there's going to be krisis. And then because the maskan of Tosfos is no, that the nesina has to be a krisis dikin nesina. So again, we'll make clear, as Rabbi Shapira made clear when he gave the shir, that this is not going to answer Tosfos alone, because we need the other terutzim that the achronim give to explain Tosfos, but as a sniff to the other terutzim, we'll use our yesod. So what's the yesod of the day, sweetest friends? The yesod of the day is that in the Havamina of Tosus and Bav Metzia, and possibly also Tosus and Kedushin, they're two separate in Yanam and Gerushin. There's Krisus and Nesina, and East is East, and West is West, and never the twain shall meet. Nesina is Nesina, and Krisus is Krisus, and they don't necessarily meet. And then the Maskani is, no, it has to be a Krisus Dik and Nesina. And therefore, one might have a Havamina that if he gave her a get, and she put it in her hand was open, and then only afterwards she closed it, and when it was her hand was open, he had a string, so you might think that that's a proper divorce, because first he did an Nesina, and you're right, it's not a Krisus Dik and Nesina, because he can pull it back to himself, but it's an Nesina, he put it in her hand, and then afterwards, she closes off the creases by closing her hand. So Kamash Malam, that doesn't work. Because the original Nesina wasn't a good Nesina, wasn't a creases stick in Nesina. And therefore, they're not divorced. And that would also explain, possibly, again, as a sniff to the other Terutzim, which may be the Siyata Dishmaya, for Zelcha, we'll give it another shir, Fli Neder, talking more about this issue, that there would also be a Havamina, that one could divorce a woman with Kesef, and one could divorce a woman with Bia, because the Nesina and the Krisus are two separate stages. So first he has to do a Nesina, and then the Krisus comes as a Shlav Sheni afterwards. Sweetest friends, we have called it for the day, and we have a lot more to learn. Until next time, signing off from Jerusalem, your beloved friend and servant, Elchanan Erman. Shalom, shalom.